This is KUT. Voting rights groups have filed another lawsuit against Texas officials. This time, they are suing preemptively. They want to stop the Texas Secretary of State from handing over voter information to the Trump administration. A federal commission is asking states for voter registration data, among other things, in its quest to find voter fraud during the past presidential election. This information is also known as the state's voter file. KUT's Ashley Lopez explains what's in that voter file and what making that public record would mean for the people in it.
There aren't a lot of people who actually use the state's voter file, but here's someone who does.
Brendan Steinhauser, political strategist at Steinhauser Strategies, and I run political campaigns for candidates and nonprofits across the country.
Steinhauser says he uses the file to figure out who to target when he's trying to get votes for a candidate.
The voter file is quite simply a list of voters who are registered to vote. You can also obtain their voting history to see if they have actually voted in past elections.
For example, Steinhauser pulls out a list he created for a state house race. It's a list of roughly 20,000 Asian American Republicans.
And it shows you the name, it shows you their address, their zip code, their phone number.
Steinhauser says this file mostly contains basic information, but he says everyone who uses this data agrees to some rules.
You can't use the voter file for commercial purposes. You can't just spam people or try and use it for nefarious purposes. You do have to make sure that you're using it for political purposes, what it's meant to be used for.
And this point right here is why groups like the Brennan Center for Justice, the League of Women Voters of Texas, and the Texas NAACP filed a lawsuit.
Texas provides very clear protections of privacy to ensure that voter registration data is not being misused.
That's Mirna Perez with the Brennan Center. She says once Texas hands over the voter file to the Presidential Commission on Election Integrity, it will likely become public record. And the Federal Commission is asking for more than just the file. They want additional information, like the last four digits of Social Security numbers. Perez says federal commissions have to abide by federal transparency laws. And she says that's in conflict with privacy protections in Texas law.
It's impossible to enforce that. Like, what would stop a company from taking that list and sending promotional material to everybody on that list? The commission would have no way of knowing how that information was being used. They would not know who's accessing it now.
Brendan Steinhauser argues people are actually handing over way more information to companies online. For example, he says information political strategists can get from Facebook is way more useful to campaigns. He says emails, which aren't in the voter file, are also better for reaching out to voters who tend to move or stop using their landline after a while. But Mirna Perez and voting groups argue that's beside the point. She says state lawmakers decided in the past the information in the voter file is worth protecting. Perez says handing over that information undermines that. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.